Thank you. Just very briefly, I totally agree with Mr. Potenza. The principle that we've always worked on is that it is voluntary as to whether a party chooses to adopt these rules or not. If they decide not to, then the rules don't apply to them unless a state makes that obligatory. So normally we would expect the adoption of the rules to be voluntary. Once they are adopted, of course, people must keep to the rules. So having adopted the rules, a party cannot then say, well, I've decided not to mark the rolling stock in accordance with the rules, because that would defeat the whole object of the system. And it could be this is just a translation issue. But from our point of view, if the rules still give a party the scope to decide whether he wants to apply the rules or not, even if he has already committed himself to apply those rules, then of course that makes no sense, and it will give no security to any creditor that he can be sure that the system will be operated in the way that he expects. So, as I say, maybe there's a translation issue there, but we have to differentiate between the voluntary nature of adopting the rules, but then once the rules are adopted, they are binding on the party that's adopted them. Otherwise, the rules wouldn't make any sense. Thank you.